Okay, this is Perek Vav in Hilchos Tefillin Musafin. So now the Rambam is actually going to go through the order of the day, meaning a normal day in the Beis Hamikdash, and how basically it works. All right, so he's going to put together everything he's spoken about in the previous sections and including the previous chapters, and we're going to see it in order. So it's Halacha Aleph, Seder Avodos Hatzmidos B'chol Yom Kachu. So this is the order of the normal Tumin offering days. So let's say an average day. So close to dawn. Yobo hamamuna sha'al ha'paisos. So the guy in charge of the lotteries. V'yakish al hazara posala. He would knock on the gates to the hazara and open it. Umivalshin es kol hazara. And what he would do is, what do you call it? He would, inspect the entire hazara area. Ma'amidin osi chavisin la'asos chavisin. And then, with that in place, so the guys in charge of baking the minchas chavisin would get to work. Now, all the Kohanim who were there had already gone to the mikvah before the head guy came in. The love should be dikuna. They were dressed in their Kohen garments and ready to go. And they were standing and waiting in the Lishkas Agazis. The Afisu Pais Vishon, Vishini. So the first and second lotteries were done. The Yiska Kol Echa Mata Gomoshvianu. And each Kohen would get whatever service he was chosen to do. Umaskul Zesh Azachab Chumasadeshim, Tormal Sidish Ramanu. First guy would go up and do Trumas Adeshin, as the Rambam explained earlier. Varachach Masadim Racha Gedola, and then the big pile of wood on the Mizbeach was set up. Varachach Masadim Racha Shnia, then the second pile was set up. Varachach Ma'alesh Ne Gizra Eitzim, then he'd bring up the two logs. Manichan al Racha Gedola Charvos Eish. And then he would put that on the big pile to make the fire bigger. Varachach Nechnasin Lishka Sakelim. Okay, so then after that, he would go into the Lishka where the vessels were kept. Mosin Kokli Shar Tesrichim Lahen Kol Yom. So he would withdraw, take out of there all the Kelim that were going to be used that day. Mashkin esatamin mayim, he would give the keves that would be shechted as a korban tamin some water. The person who was going to shecht it, who got these chus to shecht it, would walk it over to, would lead it over to the slaughter area. And the kohanim who won in the lottery the right to bring the limbs and organs up onto the kevesh, they would wait, v'shoen sham, they'd wait there, atchav poskin shar hechal gadol, and they'd wait until the gate to the Kodesh was opened. Vishas Psichas Ashar, as soon as that was opened, Shochtan et Tamid, the Tamid was slaughtered. Varakach Nichnasan Hechal Shnei Kohanim. And after that point, two Kohanim walked into the Hechal area. Ha'echa Shazachah B'dishna Mizbeach HaPnimi, the first Kohen who won the lottery to go ahead and remove the ashes from the inner Mizbeach. Ha'shen Shazachah B'dishna Minorah, and the second one who was in charge of cleaning off the menorah. Halacha Beis. Ha'medashen Es Mizbeach, the person who removed the ashes from his Mizbeach, Midashno B'shasha Shochet Shochet Zetamid. He would do so at the time that the Korban Tamid was shechted. V'achach Zorak Adam Zesher Kibla. And afterwards, the person who receives the blood of the Korban would sprinkle it onto the altar. Halacha Gimel. V'achach Shazorak and it's Adam. So after the blood is poured on the altar, Meitiv Zesher B'Heichal Chamesh Neiros. So the Kohen who was inside of the Heichal at that time would be preparing and lighting five of the candles in menorah, Yotzen Shnei Minechal, and then the two would leave the Heichal. The Elu Shev Beis Hamitbachim. So now the Kohanim were waiting in the slaughtering area. Mafshitin Manachtin V'Kol Echav Echamala Eber Zachal V'Kevesh. So what would they do? They would go ahead and skin the animal, remove its hides, and then chop up the organs, and then each one would bring the respective limbs and organs to the ramp. Nosan Evarim Mechati Keves Lamata Mechati Keves Lamata Maraba. And they will place the limbs and organs halfway up the ramp and below on the western side of the ramp. V'shal Musafin, if it was a Korban Musaf day, Hayunosin Osa Mechati Kevesh Lamata Mizracho. If it was a Korban, for any Korban Musaf being brought that day, they put its innards and its limbs on the upper half of the ramp on the eastern side. V'shal Rosh Chodashim, if it was Rosh Chodesh, Nosin Amizbeach Mimala Ben Karen LeKaren Makom Hiluk Rakei Kohanim to the Farsimosh Rosh Chodesh. What would they do with the limbs? They would place them all at the top of the Mizbeach between the corners where the Kohanim would walk around to let everyone know that today was Rosh Chodesh. Umochon Shamas Evarim. So back to where the limbs, they would salt the limbs. Vizorkin Melach Agave Kefesh. And they would actually put salt on the ramp, Afilu B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Why? Kadesh Lo Yachlech V'Yiplo Kohanim Shabbos Eis Halichasam Eis in the Racha. Because they were concerned that as the Kohanim walked up the ramp with wood in their hands, they wouldn't want them to slip and fall. Now, even though, technically speaking, salt would be considered a foreign object separating their feet from the ramp, because remember, the Kohanim, their feet have to touch the ground. But it's not a technical avoda to bring wood up to the Mizbeach. That's why we're not concerned if they're actually walking on salt. So after the limbs are brought onto the ramp, Miskansen Kulan Lishkas Gazas. Everyone gathered together in the Lishkas Gazas. Vamuna, the guy in charge, Omer Lahem, Baruchu Bracha Achas. He says to them, let's make a bracha. Vehim Poskin the Koran. So what would they do? They would start by reading and saying, Ahavas Olam. Okay, it's from Birchos Kriya Shema. Vaseres Adibros. Ushma. Vahaya Im Shema Vayomer. So they'd say the entire Kriya Shema. Vemes Vyatsiv. And then from Shwan Ese, Viritsei Vesim Shalom. Shabbos, Mosiv and Bracha Achas, they'd add an extra bracha on Shabbos. Vish Yomru Anshe Mishma, Yotzal Anshe Mishma Nichnas. That'd be a bracha that was said that the guard that was leaving would say to the incoming Kohanim group. Misha Shachan Eshmo Baisazes, what would they say? Whoever resided in this house, Yashkin Ben Ichnam Ava Achla Shalom Barius. That was the bracha. Da'achach Mafisin Pai Sushi Rabi. So after this, they would have the third and fourth lotteries. The Zocha Bektoris Misha Zocha. So then the guy who won out the right to do the Ketoris would do so. Nifnas and Makdir, he would do the Ketoris. Da'achach Nifnas Zesh Zocha B'disha Menorah. And then the guy who already got the Kohen already won the rights to go ahead and clean out the menorah would re-enter the Heichal, Umetis Shtei Neiros. There were two Neiros left to light. The Yotzei Zesh Hefter Mideshen HaMenorah. And the guy who brought the Ketoros would walk out with the guy who cleaned up the menorah. V'omun Amalo Sa'ulam Hu Ve'achav HaKohanim. And they would stand on the steps of the Ulam being between the Mizbeach and the Heichal itself, him and his fellow Kohanim. Now, Kishiyagia Beina Ulam Lizbeach. So when the Kohen would get to, again, the Kohen who brought the Ketoros, when he would get to the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach itself, okay, so it's outside the Heichal, Natal Echad HaMagrifa, so one of them would pick up like this broom slash rake thing, the Zarka Beina Ulam Mizbeach, and he would throw it between the Ulam Mizbeach. Why? Vayela Kol Gadol, it would make a huge sound. So it would take this kli, this rake, throw it, bang it by throwing it, and it would make this loud sound. Now why? There were three purposes for this. So the first thing is that when you hear the sound, they go ahead and you knew his, the other Kohanim were coming in to prostrate, and he would come and join them. Uben Levi Hashemayas Kola, a Levi would hear this sound. He would realize that now his fellow Levim are starting to get ready to sing, and he'd come and join them. The Rosh HaMaimud, and the guy in charge of the Maimud, okay, Kishaya Shomeas Kola, when he heard the sound, al shar mizrach neyachashad, he would go ahead and make sure that the people who were Tamei would stand at the eastern gate because of suspicion. So everyone would know that these people who were Tamei had not yet been fully atoned. Now, after this, the Kohen who got the right to bring the limbs to the Kevesh would bring them. As a Ivarim in a Kevesh, excuse me, the guy who either won the lottery to bring the Ivarim from the Kevesh and Mizbeach would do so. As a Ivarim in a Kevesh and Mizbeach, the Achash Shaman as Ivarim, right? After the Ivarim were brought up to the Mizbeach, Mastil and Elu Sha'alu Ma'alos Ulam. So now those who had went up the steps of the Ulam, Mubarak and Birkas Kohanim, they would make Birkas Kohanim, they would recite it. Bracha Achas B'Shem Mufurash, using God's name, Kumoshi Rana Bim Koma. Ma'arak Malin Solos and Asachim. So after this, after Birkas Kohanim, then the flower libation was brought. After the flower libation, then the minchas chavisin was brought, was burned. After that, malas yal nisuch. Then the wine libation. V'shas nisuch omrim levim ashir. At the time of the wine libation, the levim would recite the song. We'll see what that is in a second. Umechin hamishorim b'minei nigun shem mikdash, and the musicians would prepare their instruments to play. The token tisha tekiyos al pirkei ashir, and 9 tekiyos were sounded during the recitation of the shir. Allah Kabbal. Kishayu Nosan Ayan Menasek. So when the wine was given to the Kohen to use as a nisach, Hayushne Kohanim Omdim al Shulchan al Chalavim, Mushtei Chatzos of Yadam. So two Kohanim will be standing at the table where the fats were placed on either side with two trumpets in their hands. The Askan Omid al Karen of Mizbeach. The Askan would stand on the corner of Mizbeach. The Hasudar Biyado. He'd have like these flag things in his hands. The Taku, and when he waved them, the Taku Vereo Vitaku, they would know to go ahead and do a Tkia Chu Tkia. And now these Kohanim would stand next to the guy in charge who had the symbol. Okay, one to the right and one to the left. Okay, Lacha Zion. Shacham Manaseh Lenaseh. Okay, so when the Kohen who was pouring the libation bent over, Menefaskan Besudarin. So then the Skan would wave the flags again, and Hikish Zeb Slatzal, and then the Kohen with the symbol would bang it. The taku elav chatzotros, and then the trumpet blowers would trumpet again. The dibra levim mashir. Now the levim would engage in this song. Igula Parak, when they got to a specific parak, Tiku, Vishach Vukalam Shabazar. They blow the shofar again, and then all the people in the Azara would prostrate. I'll call Parak Tkiya, I'll call Tkiya Shachavaya. So in every chapter, they would recite, they would do a Tkiya, and then every Tkiya, they would prostrate. Called Tkiya Shal Tamid Tesha. All the total amount of blasts that were done by the Tamid were Tesha Kamosh Miranda, as the Rambam already explained. Allah Chas. Einorim Shira Ella Al Olos Atzibor. Okay, so this Shir, okay, which we're all familiar with, was only recited on a communal Ola, the Zivchei Shamayim, as well as Shlamim. Ha'amurim B'Torah, that are brought down the Torah. Aba Olos Adava, but any Ola that's brought voluntarily, Shemakriven Mimosar Trumos Alishka, that was brought from the extra that was left over in the Beis Hamikdash Fan. Afli Shein Shal Tzibor, even those are communal, Einorim Shira Alein, he was not recited Shir on them. Even if they were communal libation offerings, but if they were brought on their own, you wouldn't say shir on them. Okay, Allah test. Now, what's the shir? On Wednesday, or V, you omrim, the Shabbos say Omer Mizmor Shliom HaShabbos. So this is what they would sing in the Beis Hamikdash. Now the Musaf Shabbos on a Musaf Shabbos for the Musaf Shabbos, they would recite Omer Shiras Hazino. They would say Hazino. The Chol Kunasal of Shisha Prakim. They break it up into six parts. Haziv Lach, which is the acronym, Kederach Shakor Nasal Shisha B'Shvesik Neses. Just like they would break it up into six aliyahs and a shul. Roman Parak for Chol Shabbos, and they would say a chapter on each Shabbos. Gamru Ashir B'Shisha Shabbosos Chol Zon Rosh. So after six Shabbos is the same Hazino, they go back to the beginning of it. The Minchas Shal Shabbos at Minchat Time of Shabbos, Omer Oz Yasher Moshe Umichamocha. Now the Musaf Shal Rosh Hashanah at the Musaf Rosh Hashanah, Hayu Omerim Harnino Lokim Buzenu Vimchal Yoscham Nechamishi. If it came out on Thursday, Omer Hasirosi Misav Shechma, and Minchas Rosh Hashanah, Hayu Omerim Kol Hashem Yachil Midbar. So these are the various shiros that were recited. Now Halacha Yud Rosh Chodesh Chal Yosh Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos, Shiro Shal Chodesh Docha Shiro Shal Shabbos. It's even the case today that on Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, you're only supposed to recite Baruch Hinafshi. Kedei Leparsim Shem Rosh Chodesh. Everyone knows it's Rosh Chodesh. And finally, Lach Yud Aleph, the Shabbos Maktirin Eshnei B'zicha Levon and Musaf. We've seen this already. On Shabbos, they burnt the two kelim that had the frankincense inside, Levon inside, with the Korban Musaf. Korban Yisachayan Shal Musaf, and before the wine libation of the Musaf. U'gaseidah She'osim Chol Yom Boker, Kach Osim Bein Arbaim. Now, whatever order was followed for the Talmud of the morning was followed for the Talmud of the afternoon. Except for Chusman Rama Sadeshim Mizbeach Litzon, except for removing the ashes from the outer Mizbeach, the Sidra Amarachos Paisos, as well, what we didn't do in the afternoon was arranging the piles of wood on the Mizbeach, as well as the lotteries. Shein Osen Dvarim Elu Ela B'chol Yom B'Shachar Levad Kmoshran. You only do those in the morning, let the Rambam explain. Okay, that finishes Perek Vav, and we shall pick up Perek Zayin tomorrow.